K-State Nation! Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, happy graduation weekend to all the K-State students / student-athletes who are graduating or have graduated in the past or going to be graduating within the next several days. Obviously, got graduation going on out there in Manhattan, Kansas as well, so we want to give those folks, students, a shout out as well here as we're on Sunday, May 18th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode, folks, of the postcast of K-State Baseball. Wrapping up officially the 2025 regular season. And finally, K-State woke up and salvaged a series. We talked about it on yesterday's podcast there. There was nothing really we could even explain. Cincinnati did take the series, but K-State needed this game in the worst way possible there to avoid a sweep, and they got it done yesterday in Cincinnati, Ohio. The season finale, the regular season finale anyway, comes to a close. 9-5 win over Cincinnati yesterday, behind a stellar performance by Tazewell Butler stepping up on the mound. And how about, also there was a record broken yesterday as far as conference wins goes, but how about the day for David Bishop driving in 5 runs yesterday? Half those 9 runs coming off the bat of David Bishop yesterday, coming through the clutch. And as I said on the women's golf episodes this weekend, you're not gonna have somebody else step to the plate and step up and deliver, and that's what these guys did. The B-Boys of Tazewell Butler and David Bishop keyed this win for K-State. Pete Hughes yesterday after this regular season finale victory, quote, "Guys played well in a pressure situation." You always love to see that. He goes on to say here, quote, "They set the tone early. They didn't let the first 2 games in the series beat them today. And we took the momentum right from the beginning of the game and kept it in large part by great offense efforts by Seth Dardar and David Bishop," end quote. Hey, shout out David Bishop. Shout out. Why I say that? Georgia native. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where EG3's from. State of Georgia. Marietta, Georgia there. Had a home run in this game. Well, actually, I thought there was a 2-run home run game. Bishop went deep. And K-State, in those 2 losses, didn't hit a home run. And K-State, David Bishop, driving in half those runs. One of those off a 3-run home run in this game. Seth Dardar, yet again, he had a great series at the plate. One of only a few cats at the plate that had a great series, as K-State salvages the regular season finale 9-5 yesterday in Cincinnati, Ohio. Eddie Greer III, the Purple Project Podcast here. We'll get to, I mentioned record breaking. We'll get to that when we wrap this postcast. We take a look inside the box score. K-State struck first in the first inning, getting on the board, and then laid a 5-run second inning, putting Cincinnati in a hole. And this time, Cincinnati couldn't quite dig themselves out of it. K-State added 3 1/3. And that was it. That was it for K-State as a brilliant performance by Tazewell Butler. We'll get to him in a minute. There as Cincinnati, let me see. Cincinnati got on the board in the second with 2, then 1 to 3rd, 1 to 4th, and then their last run coming in the bottom of the 5th. That was it for Cincinnati Bearcats there. K-State, 9 runs on 12 hits, no errors. 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the Bearcats here in this game. Let's back up the Butler. Tazewell Butler. Again, Lincoln Sheffield started this game, did not for what appears to be like the 1,000th time in this half, not getting the 5th inning. Sheffield did not get to the 5th inning. Pete Hughes, the head coach of this team, makes a change to go to Tazewell Butler. The gamble pays off. Tazewell Butler goes the rest of the way. 5 runs, only two hit ball, no runs, strikes out 5. Lincoln Sheffield, your starter from yesterday's game, only goes 4 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, all of those earned. walked one and struck out three. This is not Liggett Sheffield we saw in the first half of the year. That was clear, and Pete Hughes did not mess around. There, took him out, put Tassel Butler in. Now it's all she wrote there for K-State there in that game there. Let me see. Oh, for Cincinnati. Let me see. Cincinnati. Their starter did not last long. Rodney Schultz, short outing. 1 2/3 innings pitched for him. And then there was four more pitchers after that for Cincinnati in this game. Back to Barrett Matlack. Only 1 for 3 in this game. Had another hit in this game. What I was going to? Yeah, Seth Dardar. What did I go to Barrett Matlack for? But anyways, yeah, Barrett Matlack, he had, I think he had 2 hits in the series. I got to go back and look. But anyways, yeah, Seth Dardar. This is the guy I wanted to going to mention. 3 for 4 yesterday. Drove in 2. Scored 1 himself. There, Maxis Martin coming alive here. This is finally a Maxis Martin sighting. There, 2-4 in this ball game. He scored 2 runs in this game. Shantiro, my guy, 1-4 in the ball game as well here. Keegan O'Connor added the hit. D. Kennedy got on base. He scored 2 runs. Barrett Matlack scored a run. David Bishop, of course, with a huge 3-run home run. And Dante Lewis made an appearance in the lineup, but he did not get on base in the ball game there as K-State wins it. The finale, the 2025 regular season finale, 9-5 to avoid being swept, and barely keeping any hopes alive for a regional. Kansas State baseball finishes the regular season 31-23, 17-13 in conference play. Eddie Greer for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Let's see if we can find that note. K-State, yes, record-breaking, 17th conference win. Marks the most ever in K-State history as far as Big 12 conference wins goes. But so, for all what it's worth, rebuilding and whatnot, the hot start, the inconsistent play, especially on the road, 17 wins is a huge accomplishment for Pete Hughes and what we all thought was a rebuild. It still is a quote-unquote rebuilding year for K-State, but you get a little momentum now heading into the Big 12 tournament. 17 wins. That's huge for K-State there, marking a conference. marking that for K-State history there as well. Let me see here. Yeah, K-State with a David Bishop home run. Now, 39th game out of the 54 games this year with a K-State home run, this ball game there as well. And how about this? This was interesting. That caught my attention, K-State Nation. This was the first regular season finale victory. You got to go all the way back for 8 years. Are you serious? Back all the way back in 2017. That's the last time K-State baseball won a last game in the regular season. That's crazy. That's crazy right there. So that was like, oh, that's an eye-popping stat of the weekend. If there was one, K-State baseball winning the last game of a regular season for the first time since 2017. Oh, boy. So, hey, you needed that in the worst way possible, given the fact that you dropped the first 2 games in a big critical series there as well. So, you needed that as well. So, we will know, obviously, K-State baseball, their season's not done yet. Now they have entered into the postseason, as they will find out who they play in the Big 12 Championship Tournament here very shortly. We'll know that as well, so we'll talk about it as well. But how big was that? Tassel Butler was absolutely outstanding on the mound, and you get some in your offense finally wakes up, led by David Bishop in this 4-run victory over Cincinnati yesterday. You finish up the regular season at 31-23. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. All right, chance to record Kansas State content once again. iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Wherever you listen to your podcast, K-State podcast preferably. If you have not already by now, we're almost halfway through the month of... Well, we're pretty much halfway through May and almost really through the month, through the year of 2025, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, what are you doing? Everyday coverage of Case of the Wildcats. Go ahead and hit that alarm bell, subscribe, like. Every time we upload an episode of this podcast, y'all be notified about that. Podbean app. We are scheduled to go on Monday. Due to the busyness and everything else like that, yes, of last week, myself and Alex Aiden, we will talk baseball in this series and look forward a little bit to the Big 12 tournament that's on the docket. We'll see if we stay on it. So we got to caution people about that. Greer 3, Ace Podcast, GRIR number 3, EDID Podcast, podcast for that. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater, alumni, current student, a graduate, next door neighbor about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to close this thing out on the regular season of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports on the baseball side. Kansas State finally wakes up. 9, Cincinnati 5. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It's been another episode, once again, of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.